Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
The insurance market is constantly changing. Lately, there have been some steep increases for homeowners, especially those who own condos. We chatted with Terry Tadlock, president and co-owner of Corral Insurance Group of Hilton Head, on what's happening in the industry and how to navigate it all. Let's listen. Terry, explain in layman's terms what is behind the recent increases in insurance rates, especially for homeowners and condo owners. This is something our listeners said we need to know more about. We don't get it. Why are rates going up so high?
Well, I would like to be able to give you a quick two-minute answer on that. And layman's terms is going to be difficult because it is a complex issue. I don't know if you saw the movie The Perfect Storm.
Yeah.
But The Perfect Storm was, you know, everybody's favorite actor, George Clooney, is, you know, tuna fishing, and they're seeing all these weather pockets converging on one another. And they said that if they do converge, then we're going to have the perfect storm. And sure enough, that's what he got caught in, causing the catastrophe. And that's pretty much what we're in right now in insurance. I've been doing this for 45 years. I've seen four hard markets.
And that's what officially what you would might call this in your jargon is a hard market, correct?
Right. And you know, that's a great thing, because sometimes insurance people use terminology nobody else understands. We use two words. We use hardening and we use hard. Hardening is when price is going up, but availability is still there. Hard is when price goes up and availability is not there.
Supply and demand, the classic law of supply and demand.
You got it. Economics 101. There are four things that drive this, and I'll briefly go through each one of these, because the perfect storm has taken place now in our industry. And I'd like to say that, you know, insurance is only a South Carolina issue, where it's only a, you know, 48 contiguous states issue, but it's not. It's an international issue. The first thing, and everybody wants to contribute this, it's the Hurricane Ian effect. We have had bad experience for the last 7 years. We've had a lot of storms, obviously, but we've had a lot more than that. We've had wildfires, we've had tsunamis, we've had hailstorms around the world, and all of these affect it. But in and of itself, catastrophes don't cause hard markets. Insurance industry knows how to absorb those. We know how to price for those, and we do. But when you couple that with the other three, that's the convergence I was talking about just a moment. The first one is inflation. We're in 40 plus high year inflation, and it's, you know, it just costs more to do everything right now.
Correct.
And one of the issues is, stop and think of this. How much does it cost now to make a repair on your house? You know, I just remodeled three bathrooms. Why I did it now, I have no idea. Dumbest person alive. Well, I know exactly why I did it, but we won't get into that. But we just remodeled three bathrooms. And the cost was outrageous. I mean, I bought my first home for less than I paid for these three bathrooms I just remodeled.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So you've got the higher price of construction materials. You've got higher price of labor force. And we still have not gotten over the supply chain issues of what we've been through since COVID-19. People like to say, well, it's over. No, it's not. Trust me. You still have difficult times getting things. And the longer claims drag out, the more they cost. So think of it in terms of this. We could build a house on Hilton Head probably 5 years ago for $250 a square foot. It's going to cost $350 now. And so that's the inflationary effect that is going into this hard market. Add to that, and this is the most complex, and I'll try to simplify it, but it is also the most important and the one having the most impact on pricing, and that is the cost of reinsurance. Every insurance company out there buys insurance. Mm-hmm. They can't afford to pay all their claims. So they buy insurance just like you and I do.
Right.
So to give you a perfect example and put it in an analogy that I think everybody will be able to better understand. We met with our syndicates in London earlier this year. They told me that they got half as much reinsurance. They were able to buy half as much as they bought last year, which means they can sell less because they don't have as much to sell. They got half as much, and the premium was twice what last year's premium was.
So our premiums are going up. Your premiums are going up too, so to speak, correct?
Absolutely. All that cost gets passed down to the end user, which is you and I, the consumer, buying insurance. I mean, my insurance went through the roof, and I think that's totally unacceptable. But, you know, that's nonetheless the way it is. The availability of reinsurance is critical for our industry. And what's happening now, because of the inflation and because of the economy and things around the world that are going on, people are pulling their money out of insurance and they're investing it in other parts of the world. And that shrinks the pie. And as the pie shrinks, back to your supply and demand analogy, the smaller the pie, everybody still has to be insured. So what happens to the cost per unit? It simply goes up. And there's less of the pie there. For the first time since I've been in Hilton Head, and I've been here for 13 years now, first time I've seen insureds, you speak of condos, on the coast, old frame condos on the coast. They can't find the insurance. They can't buy it at any cost. It's not available.
Wow.
There's several condos I know of in Hilton Head right now that do not have full wind coverage because it's not available in the market at any price whatsoever.
That's amazing.
I'm still working on a condo that renewed 2 months ago, trying to fill the wind. And it's all because of the lack of reinsurance. You know, there's just less of it.
You just peel the onion. There are lots of layers to this.
You better believe it. And then the last one, we certainly have had our issues with this in South Carolina. You read a lot about it in Florida, but it affects us too. And that's the volatility of the carriers. We get a lot of carriers that, well, for lack of a better reason, are not financially capable to do their job. And they end up either pulling out of the state or going out of business. And they always seem to do it in a hard market. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Well, think about that shrinking pie we just talked about. Now you got companies that are non-renewing large books of business. Where does that business go? Well, it goes to the other markets that are available. And so we're oversaturated with the small capacity we have.
And you hear, though, you know, you hear of really names that have been around forever, like Allstate and State Farm, pulling out of places like California. I think that's unexpected when you have those big names that have all been part of our lives for so many years coming out of that. Are you surprised by that, or is that just part of the perfect storm we're talking about?
No, I'm not surprised at it because, you know, in the states where you see people like Allstate and State Farm and Farmers Insurance pulling out, they're very volatile states. California is an incredibly volatile state. They've got an earthquake exposure, which we have, but not nearly to the extent they do. They've got a wind exposure. First hurricane to make landfall this year is going to make landfall in California. You've probably, you know, it's embarrassing, but I get up in the morning and first thing I do is I grab my phone and I start checking, you know, hurricane paths because that's what we have to do.
And let's just look at Maui.
Oh, yeah. Maui is.
What's happening there is
that
just
is
incredible.
Devastating what's happened there.
Absolutely devastating.
I hate to say it, but when you talk about the insurance industry, well, I don't hate to say it. It's just a dynamic everybody needs to understand. When you live in a coastal area, the coast of California, the coast of South Carolina, Florida, it's harder to get insurance in those states because you don't have many insurance companies participating. You don't see Travelers and Hartford and Auto Owners and Selective and all those big name companies that everybody knows about. They're not rushing to the coast to sell insurance on the coast. They just don't do it. So we hear names like Lloyd's of London, you know, and Lloyd's is a very great marketplace to practice in, but it also has its limitations. And we're starting to feel some of those now with this reduction in capacity. California is going to feel it. Hawaii was a tough market already because of volcano activity. I don't know if you remember, but they've had volcano eruptions for the last 3 years. I've been involved in a couple of cases out there. it's incredible, you know, just what's going on in the world of insurance from a catastrophe standpoint.
Is this pressure something, Terry, in your estimation, is this being felt also on the automobile health insurance front as well? Does everything sort of domino into everything else when it comes to insurance?
You do have a little bit of a trickle-down effect, but there are other dynamics that drive those. The overall profitability of an insurance company is the overall profitability. I mean, so does it affect it? Yes, it does. The other things that affect it, particularly in the auto insurance arena, in South Carolina does not perform very well here, and that's the number of uninsured drivers. We have 10.9% of the drivers on our highways that are uninsured.
That's amazing. I didn't know it was that high.
10.9. Looked it up this morning. It's incredible that, you know, you drive down 278, which is an event in itself, and just think, okay, well, let's see, 1 out of 10, you know, it is uninsured. That cost is passed on. The other thing that really affects liability lines, whether it be general liability, directors and officers, all of those lines are starting to go up. And have been going up, just not to the extent that property insurance has gone up. And they're going to continue to go up. But one of the big drivers there is our legal environment. We, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're not going to stop it. You know, it's not going to go away. But, you know, when you think that roughly 30 cents on every dollar that you pay for insurance goes to fund that side of the, you know, the litigation part of our industry from a casualty standpoint, it's a big number.
That's you're right. That's 30%. So take off your insurance hat for a moment, put in your homeowner's hat for a moment. If you're a consumer, how do you navigate this to the best of your ability? Right now, you're in the perfect storm as a consumer. What are your recommendations for navigating this storm?
There are a couple of things I think consumers need to be aware of. Number one, the thing that is going to drive cost more than anything right now, other than just the dynamics we just talked about, is the condition of your home. You need to keep updates to your roof. You know, when you get a roof that's over 10, 15 years old, you're going to have a hard time finding a company that wants to write it at all. And if they do want to write it, then they're going to depreciate it tremendously. So keep your roof updated. Service your HVAC equipment. Make sure you keep it updated and changed out the way it's supposed to be. Your plumbing, we have an incredible amount of what is known in the industry as polybutylene here on the island. That needs to all be changed out.
Not just the connectors, whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada. I had to do it to my house. We bought a home here on the island, and during the investigation, I found out that they had polybutylene. So I went to the owner and I said, "Did you even know you had this?" And he goes, "I don't even know what you're talking about." And I said, "Well, haven't you ever had an insurance inspection?" Well, yeah, but nobody ever told him he had polybutylene pipes. And they are going to cause a water damage claim. It's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's when. It's not terribly expensive to change them out. We did it in a home in Long Cove, and it cost maybe $10,000-$11,000. But if the insurance company finds out you have it, they won't write it. So you have maybe one or two companies out there, one being Lloyd's, that'll write it. So you're going to pay more. So you're going to make up in just a few years in premium what it's going to cost you to change it out.
That's a great point. You're going to make it up. It's an investment. So what I hear you saying is maintenance matters.
Maintenance does matter.
Really matters to your insurance and your premiums, and making sure that everything is all there can really help make a difference in navigating what's going on right now. You know, obviously on the South Carolina coast, we're always on guard for hurricanes. We don't often sometimes talk about homeowners, but we don't talk about business insurance. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes businesses, especially small businesses, kind of think, oh, here's my homeowners and this will be something like that. How do you recommend for businesses to protect themselves when it comes to being here?
Well, there are a lot of differences between businesses and homes, but there are a lot of similarities. For a small business owner that looks at his business the same way he looks at his house, I can understand that. You know, insurance is insurance. It's a necessary evil. We have to buy it. But are you buying the right type of insurance? One of the things that I find that is drastically underinsured on most of the businesses that I look at is their business income. And their business income coverage is going to be the coverage that pays them the amount of money they lose due to damage to their building as a result of a storm.
So is that business interruption insurance?
Absolutely.
Is that what that's officially called?
But well, it's business income is what it's called.
People forget, it's not just about your building. If you have a bricks and mortar, it's about all the money you're going to lose should something happen as well.
I always talk to my business owners this way. I say, what's more important to you, the money you make or the building you occupy?
Great question.
You know, and I think most people are more driven to the money. And they should be. That's why they're in business. So business income is clearly one of the big ticket items that is woefully underinsured. And they need to pay close attention to that. You know, there are other things, the value they're building. Most valuation has become a huge issue in our industry because most of the buildings that come to us now are woefully underinsured. And if a storm does hit and they have damage, and they only get 50 or 60 cents on the dollar to repair it, they're not going to be happy. So, you know, you need to do an annual review. You need to sit down with your agent every year, go through it, ask the right questions, and make sure that you've got the right coverage in place.
And this is not a decision you can make really in the middle of hurricane season, is it? I mean, if there's a named storm out there, it can inhibit your ability to get insurance, correct or incorrect? Is that a myth or a reality?
No, that's a reality. The way the insurance industry works with what we call moratoriums, the insurance industry will put a moratorium on binding any business. That means writing any new business or adding any business to a policy you already have. We cannot do that once a storm reaches, and it doesn't have to be a named storm. It could be a tropical storm. Once it reaches certain latitude and longitude lines, once it pierces that threshold, all binding is off, and you can't fix it at that point.
So now, we won't hold you to it because none of us have a crystal ball, but what do you foresee in terms of the perfect storm dissipating a little bit when it comes to the insurance market?
That is the 800-pound girl in the room. I get asked that question more than any other. It's not, okay, I had to pay a lot for my insurance, but when is this going away? The fact of the matter is most hard markets generally last 12 to 18 months. I think this one has the potential of lasting slightly longer. I think you might see 18 to 24 months simply because all four of those convergent points that we talked about earlier have hit. If it were only two, I would say 12 to 18 months will be home free. Pricing will come down. It will not come down to the prices you were paying, you know, 3 years ago. And somebody asked me this question. It's a great question. And they said, do you really think, you know, $5 a hundred is the correct rate? Well, of course I don't. That's ridiculous. That's way too high. But I also don't think 30 cents is right. And that's what you paid last year. So, you know, you're going to have to meet somewhere in the middle. But let me tell you this about the insurance industry. They're greedy. Okay.
No.
I know you find that shocking. That's what drives it. And that's a good thing. Because there's going to be somebody out there that's going to push the envelope and say, let's get back in this and let's try to capture. You better believe it. That's great for our industry.
Competition.
And the more that takes place and catches hold, and you'll see it, you won't see it during hurricane season. But after the first of the year, after reinsurance treaties are renegotiated in January, maybe we'll open up a little bit more capacity. Then you'll see slight easing. I think you'll see it ease up a little bit next year, but it won't go away.
You heard it here first, folks. Buckle up. It might be a while, but there is light potentially at the end of this tunnel. Terry, we so appreciate you being here. We may have you back for updates as this goes along. Incredibly informative information. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.